Thursday night.
Yeah, I mean, I've always expected the games to, you know, kind of be the opportunity to show what you learned out here at practice. But also I think it'll be good for a group, our group as a whole, the offense, to kind of go out there and go up against somebody other than our defense that we've been going up against every day. So I think everybody's excited about it and ready to grow. The biggest thing is, I think, just, you know, staying locked in and staying focused. Before you go out on the field, you can kind of get a feel of how the game's going and get some reads on how they're playing their coverage and how they're playing their defense. So, you know, while I'm waiting my turn, that's probably what I'll be doing.
Are there specific things you want to show or prove to the coaches in this game?
The big thing for me is just, you know, moving the ball up and down the field, obviously, when I'm in and executing the plays. Not just worrying about, you know, myself doing good, but as the offense, you know, working good as a group.
How difficult is it to stay locked in? At this point, you at least know you're going in the game. Is that beneficial?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, you know that you're going to go out there. Obviously, you're not waiting, you know, three or four quarters to go, you know, coming in at the end of the game. You're not sitting around that long. You don't got to sit through halftime. So I think it's only a quarter, maybe a quarter and a half before we switch out. So you don't have to sit there and get stiffened up on the sideline.
Knowing that you're going to start the game in San Francisco, does that help you as you prepare for next week?
Yeah, I think it'll be good that, you know, I get that week to kind of work with the ones. You get that whole week to work with them, so in the game you're not just kind of, you know, thrown in with them and not working with them the whole week. So I think it'll be good for all of us to get that work.
Is there added pressure to make bigger plays maybe in the game as a result of this competition?
No, I don't see it that way. Like I said, I didn't want to make it, you know, about me going out there, making sure I played good, and that's all I was worried about. I'm more worried about the offense going out there and succeeding as a group.
How comfortable do you feel with the whole play, though?
I'm pretty comfortable right now. I know that during camp they kind of throw a lot at you to see what we can do and see what we're good at. But now that we're about to play a team and, you know, actually game plan a little bit for them, it cuts it down and you can kind of focus in on a little more specific stuff.
Is that part of it that, you know, maybe you could pull it down and run with your athleticism, but, hey, if I see this, I need to audible to this or execute the play, as you say, rather than just start taking off and – is that part of how they're evaluating you, is running the offense, not just running around?
I'm not really sure. I mean, they don't tell us we're going to evaluate you this way, and this way. You know, all I'm worried about is going out there and playing good with the whole team.
Training camp is 11 days in. How would you say that you're managing your emotions, maintaining that level of sharpness while working through some plays that might be frustrating, interception, knockdown pass, etc.?
I feel like I've grown from the first day till now. When you first get out here and you make mistakes, obviously you're going to be upset about it, but you learn to grow from those and you take them as learning experiences, and I think that's what I've done a good job at from the beginning of the camp till now, is kind of moving on and getting ready for the next play.
What would you like this offense's identity to be? Last year, like, it was hard to tell what the identity
was. Right.
But Mike, with his scheme, what do you think the identity is?
I mean, obviously we want to score points and, you know, give that defense a rest whenever they get off the field and be able to move the ball up and down the field. So I think that when you have a good offense, it benefits the whole team. Obviously, you're not going three and out and defense is rushing right back out there. You put a lot of pressure on them. So I think the big thing is just, you know, sustaining drives and being efficient.
Anything else? Okay. Cool. Thanks, Patrick.
Yep. Thanks.